If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
You guys were talking about spider poop prior to the show.
It was actually bat poop.
Bat poop. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Bat poop's not really big either.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I thought she was talking spider.
Bats have sparkly poop because they cannot digest insect wings.
See, this is breaking news, everybody. This is why everybody listens to the show, because you don't get this breaking news anywhere else.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Bob Surratt won't even go near bat poop.
What?
I'm just saying, John Williams, award-winning John Williams.
Oh, the topic, you mean.
Yeah, he's not touching it either. To either talk about or touch it. And no way, Lisa Dent would be your closest.
Yeah.
Because she's a farm girl.
I think Wendy and I have talked about it.
Wendy, but I'm just talking, the only person on this radio station that would probably know about bat poop would be your best choice would be Lisa Dent.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
She's a farm girl.
Yeah.
And she lives
sense.
On a farm.
Yeah.
Right. She's got a pet pig.
She does have a pet pig who she paints
it's
his
so
nails.
Cute. Yeah, really oh my sweet. Gosh.
Gives the pig a pedicure.
You know,
obviously, if you don't, that's like.
It's a piggy cure.
Yeah.
Piggy cure. Yeah, like, yeah, look at you, yeah, Mr. Nice. Wordsmith.
Lipstick on a pig.
There you go.
Literally.
Investigative.
Investigative. That's a word. Investigative. It's a five-syllable word, Mike. Look up Webster's next year. I just created a word. You're yeah. welcome. All right, Janelle Iacino, we got bugs going into hibernation.
Yeah. This is almost.
Almost. Well, we're getting ready there.
We're getting there, yeah.
Listen, there's been some Halloweens that it's been 30 degrees outside, yeah. sleeting sideways. There's been other Halloweens. I was in a duck costume one year. Donald Duck, don't judge. I look great.
Oh, my God.
And I got all these knuckleheads in my neighborhood going, nice costume.
Nice.
Loser. As I'm pushing my daughter, I'm like father of the year right here.
Aww.
6 pounds in that duck outfit. You don't know. At this time of year, we could be 20 degrees.
Either way.
We could be at 80 degrees. It's crazy, right?
So that's why I wanted to talk now about some things that people can do before the S word hits the ground. Box elder bugs. Who knows about that? I would love for people to call in and ask me questions about this, because these are the plague right now. And I'm going to talk about why in a second here. But first of all, what are they? Box elder bugs. They are classified as an overwintering pest. They are an occasional invader. They're a crop pest. So the reason why we see them this time of year is because farmers harvest their fields. They cut their crops down. And depending on what they grow, you know how farmers in Illinois will rotate their crops, either soy or corn most of the time, right? Different years and different crops attract different invasive species. The last 2 years, we had stink bug plagues, right? Everybody was like, what the heck is this alien thing with a shield on it? And like,
they are disgusting.
I know, so disgusting. Let's be honest. But yeah.
Stink.
But box elder bugs are very much the same characteristic of a pest where once crops are harvested, they're displaced. They have nowhere to go. And the closest thing they can fly to is a building structure. And they tend to love basking in the sun. So you'll happen to see them on the south and west sides of your house. And on the break, we were talking about how do you get rid of them? I know a ton of people who use Dawn dish soap, and they'll just spray the outside of the house. And that creates like a slippery surface and kind of cuts their chitin, dissolves their chitin, which is their protective exoskeleton, if you will. And it kind of desiccates them. It'll make them die eventually. But how do you actually get rid of them? Because that gets them off of your house. But then, you know, if you've got foliage around the outside of your house, you haven't raked the leaves, you've got some foliage happening, that creates harborage for these kinds of pests and also for rodents too.
Got a question.
Yeah.
So I'm in Northbrook.
Yep.
My in-laws used to live in Lincolnshire.
Mm-hmm.
And next to them, there was a farm field that they grew for research. Some type of research, right? A company owned it, and it's going to be farms forever. And all around it, all the other fields were blown out, and it's all houses now. Okay, so I could see those little bugs, those little ugly bastards, flying from the soybean and corn fields over to their home. They were all over the place in their home in Lincolnshire. But I'm 15 miles away in Northbrook, and we have them there.
Yeah.
So they could fly that far.
They just ride the wind, baby.
Really? Okay.
I mean, they can
really
fly.
Are everywhere.
They don't just crawl. They can fly. And
okay,
so and
I didn't realize that.
They will go wherever they seek shelter. So if you don't do anything now, basically, if you were to leave them infesting the outside of your house, they will eventually crawl up underneath the siding in little nooks and crannies around windows and doors. And they actually will hide in the voids, in the wall voids, all winter long. And they go into this diapause, you know, hibernation state, if you will. And then in the spring, once the sun is warming up the building, they pop out. You'll start to see them in the windows. You'll see them on your sliding glass door. And it's like, where are these things coming from? It's winter. I shouldn't have bugs. Well, that's because if you didn't do anything in the fall, then they're just going to be coming out of the woodwork in the spring. So now is what we tell people, now is when we tell people to do something on the outside, a perimeter treatment, to kind of put an invisible barrier on the outside of the house to prevent anything from crawling up into those nooks and crannies. And that'll take care of things, not just box elder bugs, but stink bugs, Asian beetles, which are the ladybug imposters. They're those orange, brownish ones that smell bad, and they actually bite too. They're not fun.
So we got a minute before the break. Again, I want to be two for two, and I want to get yelled at or get nasty. And I want to get an email saying, you think you could hit the break on time?
Yeah.
Right? One of those?
Yeah.
Like, yep, we got it. Mm-hmm. So
you're a radio professional.
I know I'm a part-time radio professional, somewhat. It depends what you're, depends on your definition of professional. So these are the bugs. Coming back out of the break, because we're like right up against the break. I don't want you to dive too deep into something. So we'll come back. You're going to give our listeners detailed instructions.
Yeah.
On what to do to plug the gaps in their home to minimize what the infestation and the awakening in the spring.
Exactly.
When it starts warming up. And even in the wintertime, if it's a sunny, listen, it could be 30 degrees, 40 degrees. Is that warm enough for them to start activating
if
again in the wintertime?
If the sun is out and it's beating on the house, that will wake them up. Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so 312-981-7200. We have Mary and Carol Stream has rodents in her second floor apartment.
Ooh.
So short of me telling Mary to move, you could probably help Mary to find another apartment. You could probably help Mary with that challenge as well.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break. No, we're not. We're going to go to traffic and news from the Northwestern. News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. I'm hosting Black Friday again because I did such a great job the past two Black Fridays. And I'm obviously smoking getting in out of breaks today. 312.
And they have nobody else.
And they have nobody else. That's right. So you got that to look forward to. So, you know, in case you didn't know, I'm hosting again on Black Friday. We're going to crush it. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Ron Brown, we're going to throw it over to you in the newsroom. This is Home Sooner Chicago on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We'll be back after the news.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. I know we're going to get to how to button up your home.
Mm-hmm.
You got to do a little work on getting these rejoins shortened. How to button up your home for the winter. But Mary from Carol Stream called in about rodents in her apartment. How are you, Mary?
I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. Thank you for listening. You've got a question for Janelle.
I do. Okay, I moved in like at the end of August, and the ceiling, it doesn't leak, it just drips every now and then. And then when I look down, there's these white droplets with little white things in them, and it does it over the kitchen sink and the bathroom sink. And then I hear all these noises, and I'm not kidding you, I found claw marks, literally, on some wood tables of mine. And then in my makeup, I had to throw all that out, there's claw marks, but there's these little red droppings. I don't know. Well, they're not droppings. They're hard. And they look like burnt red. I don't know if it's wood or not. And then one night I heard click, 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 and I got up the next morning and the whole inside of the kitchen sink, which is, you know, that metal, had all these scratch marks all over it. So I don't know. Is it a bird? Is it a rodent? Is it a squirrel? Is it a... I don't know what's going on.
Wow.
Have you been up in the attic, Mary?
No, because it's an apartment, and I can't go up in the attic.
Have you told the landlord?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And they don't want
to... The dripping thing, of course, when they came, it didn't drip the ceiling. It doesn't do it all the time.
Sure. Well, there's got to be something up in that attic, and the only
How do you know it's an attic? She said second floor. She's renting an apartment.
Yeah, there's a floor above me.
Oh, there is. Okay, sorry. I should have asked how many floors
Way to pay attention to the show.
So how many floors are in the building, Mary?
Three.
Okay. So, and are you friendly with your neighbor upstairs to where you could ask, like, hey,
I did.
Okay. And what did they say?
And they said, no, they don't have any issues. I said, okay, thank you. But I think she has three cats. I'm like, Could that cause anything?
It could. I mean, if it is a rodent situation, the cats,
staying away from the cats.
The smell of the cats alone will keep the rodents from invading that unit. But the indication, or what's the scratching, that indicates that they're in something's in the walls. And if you're hearing scratching noises, it's either got to be rodents of some sort, or it could even be bats sometimes.
Oh,
but I know, but
red poop.
It's not. That doesn't ring a bell. And and rodent droppings would be dark brown.
Eating the wood.
I mean,
maybe somewhere.
It's possible that rodents would be tearing things apart and chewing things to make nesting material if they're in the walls. But that doesn't sound like a dropping color that would come from a bat or a rodent. Yeah. So basically, you got to get someone to take a look in the structure to really figure out what's going on here.
Do you handle Carol Stream?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Mike, you want to answer?
I'm just wondering if she knows somebody that has a GoPro camera or a trail camera.
Oh,
you could just put it somewhere where you could see the sink, and you'll actually see what's causing the problem.
Yeah, do you have any camera that you could put out there, Mary?
Yeah, I used my cell phone one night, and then it died.
Oh, no.
After an hour.
All right, can you give Mary a call to see what's going on?
Yeah, Mary, let's get in touch after the show, and I can have someone at least come and take a look and see if we can tell something from the outside or, from within your unit.
Well, management let me do that. That's what my issue is. I don't know.
I mean, if they're not going to do something, and you're living there.
You could go into Mary's apartment. Management can't block you from going into Mary's apartment.
Correct.
Yeah, Mary, and if that's the case, Stephen A. Leahy will come out to be Gina Liachino's bodyguard.
Her advocate.
Her advocate.
No, Mary, I can at least send you one of my inspectors just to take a look and see if we can tell anything. Yeah.
All right, Mary?
Okay, I would appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you so much.
You feel better?
I do.
Well, not yet.
No, she's going to have somebody come out and look at it.
Yeah, it's a little bit of peace of mind
right now. You like cats, Mary?
Yeah, they're okay.
Well, you might want to think about getting a couple of cats. Your neighbor's not having problems. I'm just trying to.
I know.
All right. You could adopt a cat, get a free cat from Anti-Cruelty Society.
Oh,
knock those red poop dropping rats out of the way.
Wow.
All right, hang on, Mary. We're going to put you on hold. Pick up, we're going to get Patrick to pick you up for your Mr. Floor cleaning product and get your information so Janelle could follow up after the show.
Awesome.
Let's talk about preventative measures before the break for winter to keep these bugs out.
Yeah, so a couple of things that, not many people would think about. It's kind of a no-brainer, but as you're kind of buttoning things up before snow hits the ground, take a walk around the perimeter of your property, rake back any leaves or debris that might be touching the foundation, because that acts as harborage materials and nesting materials for rodents and all sorts of insects as well, spiders and predatory things like centipedes, which are my personal nightmare.
They give me the willies. They really do.
A couple things to look for: the weather stripping underneath your doors, your garage door, and your screen doors, the main doors to your house. If you see any light or crack or crevice that is the size of a dime or larger, that is big enough for a rodent to get in, and I mean obviously big enough for any insect to crawl through too. So, and that's a cheap fix. You can get weather stripping or door sweeps or any kind of that thing at a home supply store. So that's a cheap way to preventatively do some best practices, but also trim back any bushes or branches that might be touching the house. Those act as highways for squirrels and all kinds of critters into your attic space and whatnot. So make sure nothing, no brush is touching the house. And then take a look at your screens and the way your storm windows are sealing as well. Because sometimes, certain windows, they don't close the right way. You have to really, adjust the top part of the window and the bottom to get a good seal. But that'll also help with your heat bills, too, and make sure that you're not wasting energy. But just some of those good practices, making sure no holes are in your screens, and check, you know, specifically where utility wires might come into your building or stovepipes or dryer vents. I mean, those are all frequently accessed spaces that we see birds and other critters get into constantly.
Phone number, if our listeners want to reach out, will you offer the service a visual inspection? Do you charge a fee for that? Do you come out?
No, like we, if you guys want, we free quotes all day, every day.
Okay.
1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com. And if something is a situation like Mary's where we can't tell over the phone what's going on,
sure,
I will send an inspector out. We'll take a look and then we actually will give you a customized proposal. If you want to go with it, fine. But we're here to help and be a resource.
Do you have a division that rents cats?
No, but
we talk to Bob about it.
We are good friends with the Treehouse and, of course, the Humane Society. Okay. And we love that they rent feral cats out when they have the inventory to control rat populations in the city. I think it's a brilliant thing to use nature against nature. I'm an advocate for using, I'm an advocate too, Stephen, not just you. I'm an advocate for using praying mantises in your yard for, you know, natural insect control and whatnot too. So there are ways to go about things without harmful chemicals. And people should know that, you know, it's pest management these days is it's nothing like it used to be in the 80s and 90s. You know, the harsh chemicals that they used to use back then don't even exist today because the EPA has everything so carefully regulated for sensitive environments.
No more fun, those EPA folks. They take all the fun out of the way of killing things.
No, but there are actually ways that you can solve a problem at the root, but just by fixing things structurally.
And safety.
And yes, absolutely.
You don't want to pollute your family. Right. Anybody hurt. Phone number for listeners want to reach out.
1-800-GOT-PESTS will route you to the closest office. We have 11 going on 13 branches, so we more than likely service your area. We're all throughout the state of Indiana as well.